Gary McAllister from the Amalgamation of Northern Ireland supporters. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Did you think, Gary, on the 90th minute they were going to get a draw?
No, to be honest with you, Frank, I think like a lot of other people, we've just seen the pendulum swinging away from us. So very, very relieved, like everyone else who was there last night. Probably maybe the only man more relieved than me was either Michael O'Neill or Michael McGovern. I'm not sure which of the two.
Yeah, because Michael O'Neill certainly jumped for absolute joy. I think Michael McGovern dropped to his knees. There was a comment there from Jerry about it. He prayed when the goal was scored, because it really did, to use the old cliche, it got him out of jail.
Yeah, and look, he's a young player. He's coming through, a young goalkeeper, and people will make mistakes along the way. Unfortunately, in a big game, you know, it's happened. I've seen other goalkeepers from Northern Ireland making mistakes. Thankfully, it didn't cost us a game. But, you know, hopefully there aren't any more mistakes going forward. But he's performed quite well overall. And unfortunately, when you're a goalkeeper, you make a mistake and it leads to the goal. Everyone remembers it.
Now, Gary, I've been asking the question this morning. Kyle Laverty's goal last night, more special or not than David Healy's 10 years ago?
More important, I would say. More important. Certainly beating England 10 years ago was a tremendous achievement for us. When you look at where the Northern Ireland team had came from, you know, having came out of the gold drought and having finished the previous qualifiers without a win and bottom of the group. So certainly last night, though, more important, because we were in the chance of qualifying, whereas when we beat England, we didn't. But, you know, it's certainly on the list of probably top 10 most memorable goals. Both of them would make that list.
There is no doubt. I think it'll be a long time before people forget that moment when Laverty scored last night. But how are they going to get the goals against Greece without him?
I have a feeling the manager will have to look at, you know, the shape he plays, the team, the formation. I think he has a tried and tested formation that he likes to play, and we've seen it so many times during this campaign and previous campaigns. A lot of it, that is built around certain players like Stephen Davis and Kyle Lafferty. And without Kyle next time around, he may have to look at, you know, the shape he plays and then look at who's going to fit in there. But you've also got Chris Bird missing and Conor McLachlan. And Chris Bird has been an unsung hero for Northern Ireland for many, many years, and Conor McLachlan's performed very well at right back. So, I mean, it's a bit of a triple whammy. With other players like Paddy McNair who can step in, and, you know, Michael's got a month to think about it all, but I think you might see a change in the formation as well as the actual players who play in those positions.
You would expect the character of the team to take them over the line now, wouldn't you?
Yes. Judging by the reaction of the Hungarian players last night, they were absolutely on their knees in despair. And they're under pressure because they only have to win their two games, and that might not be enough. Now, Faroe Islands can be a tricky enough game, but Greece, despite their bad results, they're still no mugs. You know, they can grind out a draw. They drew in Budapest 0-0 in March, and last night they've held out against Romania for a draw. So they're pretty stubborn. They don't give much away either.
Yeah, Hungary have to go to Greece their last game.
Yeah, and I think still there's more pressure on Hungary because they have to win and hope for the best, whereas, you know, we know that maybe even 2 points will be enough. Certainly we would want to go to Finland looking for a result. We would want to get the job done against Greece.
It is exciting, isn't it? And, you know, the very fact that it's been drawn out to the next game even leaves us in a more breathless state.
Yeah, and I think judging by the build-up to yesterday's game and how nervous everyone was, the thought of going another 3 or 4 weeks before the next set of games, I think maybe a bit much for some people. But, you know, I think we're very fortunate to be in the position that we're in. If you offered me as a Northern Ireland supporter that you would have a chance of qualifying, getting the final two games of a group, I would take that every time. It's the closest we've ever came to qualifying at any time going as a supporter. And, you know, I think we've come this far. I don't think we'll slip up at this stage.
I don't think so either. Gary, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.